Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into our studios, more or less into our studios, via Zoom. We are welcoming the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. Pam Hunter is here, the executive director. Welcome, Pam.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And we have Betsy Marcott, who is the president of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. Welcome, Betsy.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Great to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And the one that's the most important, Natalie Zhu, the artistic director. Welcome, Natalie. Nice to have you back again.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, for having me back.
Great to have you all with us, and we are doing this by Zoom, so we're social distancing by several hundred miles. Actually, Betsy and Pam and I are probably just a few miles apart, but Natalie, where are you coming in from?
I'm in Philadelphia right now at my home.
At home in Philadelphia. Okay, well, Betsy and Pam are also working out of their home office or studio or corporate headquarters. and we're going to be talking about the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, which, as everyone can imagine, it's going to be a little bit different this year. There won't be a live in the seats presentation at URI as it normally has been. And so a big leap has been taken by the organization. We're going to try to do this all online and on the radio. And for the first time ever, WCRI is proud to partner up with the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. We'll tell you how all that's going to happen. Maybe Pam or Betsy, if you want to give us a little background as to how this concept started and who was the first one to say, let's do it anyway.
Well, that's, I'll jump in and I'm going to turn it over to Natalie, I think, because it sort of came up in conversation early on in the, after the pandemic shut everything down. And we were realizing we weren't going to be able to do the festival. And, you know, instead of, well, Natalie, you say, we just did a change.
Well, we hoped to have the festival in URI in the summer. And we planned many different ideas. We thought about the worst scenario, the best scenario, and what would be the best in a way to present our usual festival in Rhode Island. But I think after we know we're not going to be able to do that, that was an announcement from the state, and that large crowd and big festival are not going to be happening in the summer. So we had a special plan for the summer. And I really have to thank everyone was on board with this idea to have the concert presented remotely in Philadelphia. One thing that's very helpful is because I have a lot of resource in Philadelphia. Many world-class musicians actually live in Philadelphia area. Many of them are from the Philadelphia Orchestra. So I thought that that is so great to have the opportunity to invite them to participate in this virtual festival in the summer.
So this is a festival that takes place at traditionally mid to late July. So this year the first event is on the 22nd, and it will run with various dates and so forth and times, which will give you some information. We don't want to overload you with too much, but it'll run all the way through the first week of August, and there'll be different events happening at different times. And instead of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. You should probably retitle it to the Worldwide Music Festival, because now by being online, you are going to be heard all around the world, as WCRI is fortunate enough to have a worldwide audience when they listen online and streaming, and so that'll continue as well as on the air here. The first thing that comes to mind, and I guess I would go with Pam on this question, normally people are paying to sit in the seats and listen, and now online it's going to be free. How is that going to work?
Yes, well, it's going to be absolutely free. People can tune in by going to our website, which is kingstonchambermusic.org, and they'll click on our concerts tab and then go to a little tab that says watch and listen, and they'll be able to access the videos that way. It's actually not, the concerts aren't going to be streamed. They're going to be recorded ahead of time by, I have to say, by a four-time Grammy Award winning recording engineer and producer. His name is Andreas Meyer. So he'll be recording these very high-quality video concerts, and then we will present them on the dates that they were originally scheduled for at URI. So, as you said, the first one will be on Wednesday, July 22nd, and they run through August 2nd. And, you know, we did this because we didn't want to lose our connection with the audience during this time. And we're very excited about this. And the videos will be presented from a beautiful venue also in Philadelphia. It's a venue called the German Society, and they have an auditorium called Barthelme Hall, and it's absolutely stunning, and the acoustics are just superb. So I'm sure that the recording quality, the videos are going to be, you know, really fun to listen to and watch, and they'll be really high quality, so we're excited about that.
Excellent. Well, speaking of the high quality music, why don't we get to a piece of music, and then we'll come back and talk about some more details. Natalie, you have a Beethoven piece for us first, right? Tell us about this.
Yes, this piece is the famous Beethoven violin sonata, number 5, the Spring Sonata.
Oh, and, go ahead.
Yeah. This is the 5th of the 10 violin sonatas Beethoven wrote, and which was composed in 1801. And this sonata shows the other side of Beethoven. You know, usually we see him with the masculine figure, but I think in this piece, especially the first two moments, there are a lot of love and eagerness for the piece underneath that masculine figure. And the opening is just so beautiful. And I think, you know, this year we're celebrating his 250th anniversary. And I think when we think about Beethoven, I think not only he's an extraordinary artist, he's also a great human being. And when you see the unprecedented human challenges we're having this year, and I feel that Beethoven really connected to us, and there's a lot of love and peace in this music. I hope you enjoy it.
All right, let's listen to that, then we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kingston Chamber Music Festival is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with three lovely ladies, Pam, Betsy, and Natalie, all representing the festival. And we have Pam Hunter, who is the executive director. And Pam, at the top of the show, I talked about the fact that WCRI was going to be presenting this on our airwaves, which is a first for us. And I'm presuming a first for your organization too. Is that correct?
That's right. I mean, of course, this is our first online festival, but we are so happy that our audience, if they miss the online festival, they can tune in to WCRI, where it will be broadcast actually twice, August 16th through October 4th, and. The first airing is actually August 4th through August 9th. So it's many. There are many different ways to experience the festival. And I should also say that once our concerts are presented online, they'll be up on our website until September 1st. So there will be many opportunities to enjoy it.
All right. And check out our website at classical959.com for all the information about when it's going to air on our station and so forth. In the meantime, you have your own website, as you mentioned, which is
KingstonChamberMusic.org.
.org. Okay, I wasn't sure if it was com or org, so all right.
Yeah.
All right, okay. And one of the things that I mentioned at the top of the show also was the fact that people won't be paying to get in the door, literally. There won't be any door. So how is it working financially?
Well, I think it's remarkable how well it's working. Thanks to donations from so many people, but I'm going to call out some in particular. We were really in a position that we could go forward with this online offering. And I think I first want to give thanks to the Sinclair family. They gave us a very generous gift at the beginning of the year that really enabled us to think that we could do this. And so it was a huge gift. Belmont Market is again our festival sponsor this year. They have been with us for so many years, and they've done so much for this community during this pandemic. They've just been the heart and soul of the Kingston area, South Kingston area, and we're just so grateful to have them with us again this year. Really means a lot. You certainly have been a wonderful partner, Classical 95.9, and we really appreciate that and the special efforts that you're making this year. Rhode Island State Council on the Arts has increased its funding and support for all arts organizations this year. It's really made a difference for so many of us. The Reutemann Foundation is sponsoring Jennifer Coe, who is really our headline, one of our headline artists this year. And so they have sponsored her. We're really grateful for that. The Kimball Foundation, the Launders Charitable Trust, and URI's College of Arts and Sciences, which has always sponsored our first concert, and they are sponsoring our first concert. We're not at URI physically this year, but we are at URI sort of in our hearts, and it's really with so much gratitude. The university's support has been tremendous throughout this whole process. Thank you to everybody.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all the work that the committee is doing. I'm sure the board of directors and all the people involved are been doing a little extra work, as they say. You mentioned Jennifer as one of the featured artists. Natalie, do you want to speak to the fact that did you have a long relationship with Jennifer, or is this someone new that you're working with?
I knew Jennifer Coe when I went to Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, and she came in during my last year, I believe, but she's a very good friend of my husband, Chae Hong Chen, a violist. They actually played their first chamber music together at Curtis with the Schumann Piano Quartet, which they will be playing for us on the Virtue Festival next month.
And are there other people that are involved that besides Jennifer that are going to be a little bit special?
Of course. My husband is in the festival. And also, actually, all of my Clarosa Piano Quartet members will be there, the original member, as well as the current members. So I am very, very pleased that they are able to join us. And the other person is David Kim, who is the founder of the festival. And I'm just so honored and very, very happy that he could be part of this special virtual festival.
Excellent. All right, let's get to one more piece of music. This next one is, I believe, a Schubert piece. And tell us about this.
Oh, the Schubert Trout. The Schubert Trout Quintet, which we're actually going to play the whole piece for you, during the virtual festival. And today we're going to present the theme and the variation, which is the fourth movement of the quintet. And this is Schubert's at his most natural and unaffected and carefree. So in fact, this is truly music of Schubert's innocence before he got sick, probably late in 1822. And he began to see life, and therefore the music is rather light, but also with a little darkness somewhere in the piece. But and the piece itself is based on one of the Schubert's own song, The Trout. It is a beautiful piece, and at the very end of the variation, the piano accompaniment suggesting the river where the trout is swimming.
All right, we'll listen to that now, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The Kingston Chamber Music Festival is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Natalie, Betsy, and Pam, and we've been talking about the online event this year, which is very, very different than the normal procedures that happen at the University of Rhode Island. But we've given you some of the details of when they're going to be coming and going. But let's go back to Pam one more time and talk about some of those details.
Okay, well, I'd just like to remind everyone of how to enjoy the festival. Go to kingstonchambermusic.org starting on July 22nd at 7:30. And so go onto the website, kingstonchambermusic.org, then click on concerts. From that, click on watch and listen. And that will take you to, it'll be very obvious, just where you can click on a picture and you'll listen to and be able to watch the concerts. So they will be aired July 22nd through August 2nd, but they'll also be up on our website until September 1st, so you can really enjoy them anytime. And they'll also be broadcast twice on WCRI, and we're so excited about that.
Excellent. All right, so check out either website. Actually, you can go to the Kingston Chamber website now. It's a new website, I understand. It's got some new and improved things in it, so that'll be nice. Check that out as we go along. Or go to the Classical Station Network website, which is classical959.com, and you'll see information there also. Betsy, we just want to make sure that people understand this is something that's free. However, if they should want to donate, they have a way to do that, right?
Absolutely. People can donate on our website. There is an area for support. And so we welcome support, and we just are so grateful for all the support that we've received so far. It's really just been incredible to hear from so many people and to realize that this festival means so much to our community. So thank you to everybody. And I encourage people to let their friends know all over the world that they can enjoy the festival with all of us this year. So, you know, we are global. So let's make the most of that. So thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it.
One worldwide community listening to beautiful music that Natalie has been putting together in Philadelphia, actually, in the Philadelphia area. That's where the music will be coming from, where the artists will be performing. And Natalie, you have a few other people that have not been involved with the festival before that will be making an appearance this year, correct?
Yes. One of, I believe there are three young artists who will be joining us, and two of them are from the hottest young quartet out there in right now is the Dover Quartet. So the two violinists, Joe Link and Brian Lee, will be joining us, and as well as Zoe Martin-Duick, who's a violist who just got a tenure at the Metropolitan Opera. And when I engage those musicians, of course, the festival always have a safety issue on our mind. We want to make sure the artist, the organization, everyone, including audience, they will be listening to music in a safe environment. So we're just very fortunate that we have so many wonderful musicians who live in Philadelphia. You know, this is I really believe that, you know, music is bringing the world together right now, you know, feeding our souls and helping us heal. And I feel having this summer festival go virtual is not only a way for us to contribute to that effort, but also to support musicians who are largely not able to perform. You know, right. They're eagerly to perform together, and they can't right now. And also some of the musicians who has to make a living during this time. You know, due to all these cancellations, including big orchestra, including Metropolitan Opera. You know,
it's a wonderful thing that the festival is doing. It's great timing, actually. We all need it right now, and it's a wonderful thing that the Board of Directors has put together along with Pam and Natalie, and it's just it's very encouraging that this kind of thing can take place. As you said, a lot of artists right now need this, And we as listeners need it maybe even more. So thank you all for the work you've been doing. And Natalie, I'm going to ask you to introduce the last piece of music for today, which is a Brahms piece, right?
Yes, that's right. It's the Brahms C minor piano quartet and one of the most magnificent and tragic work of Brahms. Well, let me give you a little story of this piece. This is also known as the Werther quartet. In Goethe's work, Werther is a very sensitive and creative young man, becoming depressed when he sees the woman he loves marrying another. This reflects Brahms' feelings for Clara Schumann, as we all know, Robert Schumann's wife, and love, and could be very well be compared to Werther's story. So in 1855, Brahms started to compose three piano quartets and completed two of them. And this one, the last one in C minor, is the most personal and the deepest, but he put apart. He didn't finish. So young Brahms' feelings are exposed. The 22-year-old artist torn between his friendship and admiration for Robert Schumann, who was, you know, dying, and also his impossible love for Clara Schumann. So, but in 1868, he's not sure whether he should or not release this work that reminds him of such event of his past. But thankfully, time heals all wounds, and was completed in 1875 and performed for the first time 20 years after his first draft. So this is one of my favorite and all-time chamber music work. The melody, especially the opening of the cello part, is sublime. It's really sublime. It's beautiful. And yeah.
Well, thank you very much for bringing that to us. Betsy, thank you for being on. And Pamela, thank you also. And the rest of the audience, we'll see you next time right here on Conducting Conversations. Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.